Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 499 of the show. We appreciate you being a listener. Thank you very much. If you'd like to reach out, send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. In addition to that, if you are so inclined, you can subscribe to all the bonus material here. Every week we do tons of extra stuff that is only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes and sign up there. It's $5 a month. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. A little bit congested, but no, I'm fine.
A little under the weather. Yes, go ahead.
How is the windshield going?
Okay. Let me tell you what's going on with the windshield. So, the dealership, if you're not Team Current, my car was at the dealership getting a service, and I was driving their loaner. And a rock may or may not have hit the windshield. Still unclear, and cracked the windshield. I called the dealership and tried to tell them it was already there, which it may have been. I don't know. And they weren't buying it. So then when I returned the car, they produced a $1,200 bill for me to,
bullshit.
To pay. Such bullshit. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. We could just run it through insurance, you know? Because, well, at first I tried the old... I didn't do it. And they're like, it wasn't there. We checked. And I'm like, you didn't check, but we didn't do a walk around. I don't know. I guess I could have fought harder. I'm kind of a puss, I guess. But, so I was like, well, you can just run it through my insurance. Now here's where it gets interesting, Ed, or maybe not. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I provided the insurance for the vehicle that was being serviced at the dealership when I dropped it off. But that insurance has a $500 deductible for windshield. Right. But I also hold another insurance policy on my son's car. So I called that insurance company and claimed it with them. And they're like, yeah, it's just a $250 claim. Just have the dealership call us. So I did that. Then that insurance company called me back and they're like, actually, it's not the car that you have insurance. This insurance with was not in the shop. And I'm like, yeah, but I was driving a different car anyway. I still hold your insurance. And they're like, yeah, well, maybe. Bottom line is they went back and forth and they're like, okay, we got to coordinate between your two insurance companies. And I'm like, okay, go for it. But then it had gone back and forth for like 2 weeks at this point, and they were calling me all the time, and I wasn't really calling the dealership back like at all. And my insurance company called me and they're like, yeah, you got to get your other insurance company involved. And I never did that.
Okay.
And just all of a sudden my phone is not ringing anymore. I think I'm knock on wood. I think I may have just waited them out. I think they were finally like, just fix the windshield. And, you know, maybe the person I was dealing with isn't there anymore. Whatever happened, my phone is not ringing. No one's calling me, asking me where the money is or about the insurance anymore. And it's been about a week. Do we think I'm in the clear, Ed?
No. Just because.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
The phone not ringing is a good sign.
Yes.
However.
Yes.
I could also see it and be like, all right, well, fuck it. We're sending him a bill.
So I thought that too. They do have my credit card because you give them a credit card, just like a rental car. You give them a credit card for incidentals, but they have not attempted to charge my credit card. And if they do, I will dispute it.
Yeah.
And because I gave them my insurance info. They have my insurance info. Now there was a glitch in the insurance information, but I'm playing dumb on that. I'm acting like I don't know about it. If they call, I'll be like, wait, I told you call AAA. I thought it was all dealt with.
Your best chance of skating on this one is the credit card company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they ding the credit card and then like they're like, yeah, you know what? We make so much money on people and fees. Like, it's not worth us investigating. So, yeah, just dispute it. It's fine.
Yeah. And then what are they going to sue me for? $1,200? You know, worst comes to worst, insurance will pay for it.
Right. That's why you have insurance.
Right. So if
it's just about the deductible that you get dinged with.
Yes, exactly. So I got one other thing going on. I got a full disclosure here. I am playing hurt today.
Yeah.
Last night I went and saw, we went to the Irvine Improv and saw a comedian that I like, Ryan Long.
Okay.
And we had originally planned to go with my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law. And so when we booked it, rather than just book tickets where you're just kind of like, they kind of seat you wherever, you can pay a little more and get a booth at the Irvine Improv. And when, when you do that, because the ticket's more expensive, they comp you $50 per person in food and drink while you're there.
Okay.
But we went from four people to two people. And so when I got there, I'm like, we got to spend this whole $200 or we lose it. And so I'm drinking like it's college. I'm ordering two drinks at a time. The comics are great. They're so fucking funny. We have a blast. We do a meet and greet afterwards with Ryan Long. Couldn't have been nicer. But I got nearly my full complement of sleep. But I just am too old to be playing in the big leagues of drinking, because I'm ordering a beer and an old fashioned together.
Oh, I know this guy. I've seen him. I've seen this guy perform.
Oh yeah, he's very viral.
I think he's a New York City guy.
Yeah,
he is. I've seen him like a couple times.
Yeah, he's a comedy cellar. He's from Canada, but he's a New York comic.
I'm going to the cellar on Wednesday.
Oh really? Maybe he'll be there.
With my buddy, hopefully in the pimpin' ass James jacket.
He doesn't own the pimpin' ass James jacket
that's
anymore.
That's true. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yes. I mean, if he could
probably too
that.
Late. At some point, I got to get him as a gift a Syracuse jacket that says pimpin' ass.
Yeah. Was it the orange one? The orange satin? Uh oh. Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, you there? Was it the orange Syracuse jacket?
No, I believe it was navy blue.
Oh, sweet. Still amazing. I mean, you got a Uh-oh. We're having some connection issues here. Ed.
Yeah.
Oh. You're back. Say it again. What were you going to say?
I believe the lettering was just in plain old white.
Wow, beautiful. Just beautiful. Pimpin' ass James. That's has to be reacquired. Okay. Anything else you need to get into?
Nah.
This is breaking news to everyone here. I've dropped my mechanical pencil. There it is. I've recovered my mechanical pencil. Let's talk about some people that died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. A sad segment,
very sad,
and it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update,
cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who
died? Tell me who died.
Ed, who died this week?
Unfortunately, almost all of our deaths are way too young.
I noticed this.
A lot of young people, and I don't know the cause except for one.
This is a sad segment.
This is a very sad segment. A guy named Kevin Turin, the producer of Euphoria and Idol, died suddenly this weekend at 44 years old.
Very young.
They use suddenly, which kind of indicates like heart attack or something, because... Yeah. If it was suicide, I don't think they'd say suddenly. I don't know.
No, yeah, they would say tragically, or I think you're right. Like, it's, this could be an aneurysm, you know, something. Right.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Roman Chekmanek, former Flyers and Kings goalie, 52 years old. Don't know what happened there.
I believe that was a car accident. Oof. I believe I saw something on Instagram about that. He died in a vehicle accident.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of car accidents, DJ Hayden, we actually broke this during the show
next week.
Yes. We recorded this next week.
Yes.
But DJ Hayden, ex-NFL Raiders, 12th pick in the draft, cornerback, and University of Houston, 33 years old. I believe it was him and five others in a car crash.
Ouch.
Really awful.
Yeah, not good. Hold on. Yo. Roman Chekmanek found dead in his bathtub. Ooh. Not a car accident. Unable to determine the cause of death, age 52. Also, 52-year-old man taking a bath.
Yeah, I think I told you, probably like year one of this show.
Yeah.
Was the last time I tried to take a bath. I had the flu, and I just was thinking, maybe that'll make me feel better. Right. Yeah. And I felt like Patrick Ewing. My knees were all out. Yeah. I was like, I'm too big for a bath.
Yes, I know. Baths just don't work. They don't work for man-sized men.
David Ren, longtime Gucci designer and new Moschino creative director, 46 years old.
Wow. Young. Jeez. A lot of young people dying these days.
That's a pretty good gig, right? Moschino.
Oh, yeah. You're rich. You're making a lot of money. Creative director.
Just got the gig. Yeah. Luana Andrade, Brazilian influencer. She was only 29. She had a respiratory event during knee liposuction.
Oh.
Knee liposuction. I see her. It doesn't seem like she would have sloppy-looking knees.
Sometimes you're a little fat around the knees. It's my understanding Demi Moore was a knee liposuction person. So very nice. If you want to see an example. And
those plastic surgeons, they'll upsell you on anything.
Oh, they will. Yeah, you need these knees sucked. You know what you need? You need less knee fat. I'm noticing your knees are kind of fat.
She's talking about like a lift or something. And he's like, well, you're going to do something about those knees, right?
Yeah, they didn't even think about those knees until they pointed them out.
Yeah, really sad.
Oh, very sad.
Matt Ulrich, former Super Bowl winning Colt offensive lineman, 41 years old. Mm,
that's pretty young. Yeah,
pretty young.
They got big bodies. Those hearts got to beat twice as much.
Yeah, and then finally we got a thump.
Oh, yes.
Marianne Trump Barry, federal judge and the ex-president's sister, 86 years old.
Has Donald responded? Because I want to see how he pretends to have any emotion about this person, because I can't imagine he's too broken up about it.
Yeah, well, he's got his team writing something.
For sure. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A minor joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Well, thanks to some injuries, the New York Giants are starting a quarterback named Tommy DeVito. Yeah. And he's a North Jersey product.
Yeah.
And he announced he's living at home with his parents while being the starting quarterback for the Giants. My mom still makes my bed.
Unbelievable. My mom never made my bed.
Never.
Never.
Never. I was scolded for not making my bed by my parents, but what is going on? And like, buddy, you got to be in a locker room. You're supposed to be a leader of men.
Yeah. Your mom's making your bed. Like, that's not
Taco Tuesday. Yeah, come on.
That's not something you disclose, buddy.
No, it's a bad look.
And also,
but also a bad look is playing like Tommy DeVito. Yeah, he's not good at it.
I mean, he is Tommy DeVito. I do wonder. because I was watching, it was the Stillers and the
they beat someone, and this is the their 10th game of the year where they were outgained in yards, and they're 9th game and they're 6-3, yeah, something like that.
They win every game like 12-9. But I was watching the Stillers, and it was another team with a bad quarterback, and I was like, there's no way in the world that Kenny Pickett and whoever the other guy was. Oh no, it was when they played the Panthers last Thursday night. There's no way in the world that Kenny Pickett and Bryce Young are two of the 32 best options.
Bryce Young was awesome at Alabama.
Yes. But now look at him. He's horrible.
Well, but rookie, like, I get it. But Tommy DeVito, I watch a lot of college football. Sure. Tommy DeVito, I think what he has are the measurables. He could throw, he's got a cannon for an arm, and he's the right size.
Yeah.
But I saw him at least 2, possibly 3 years at Syracuse, and he was just a guy.
Yeah.
He was like, in college, he wasn't doing anything spectacular. Bryce Young was a stud on the best program in college football.
Yes.
Like, Tommy DeVito is just a guy.
Just a guy.
Kind of going nowhere Syracuse team.
But how do you end up? You can't tell me. There's
because I think it's the measurables.
Right.
So they had Daniel Jones, who's a disappointing quarterback in his own right, but Duke. He let us knee, and their back up was Tyrod Taylor of like an experienced vet who he's heard too. And so I think Tommy DeVito was like a guy that probably would have been in the league for like a year or two he just had the measurables.
Now he's pressed into service.
Yeah. He's not good at this thing.
Yeah, no, he isn't. He isn't good. And
his mom makes his bed.
Yeah, very sad.
Carly Lloyd, U.S. women's soccer legend, she confirms the U.S. women's team once lost to a team of 15-year-old boys.
Well,
it's not a good look.
I mean, look, 15-year-old boys are pretty much men.
So
you lost to men.
My son plays on a competitive, like, you know, U15 league.
Yes.
And he's still 13, but occasionally he'll go against these kind of kids in like when called up kind of things. Like sometimes they need an extra player.
So. Yeah, get a little seasoning.
And there are fucking like men.
Yes. Size. Yeah.
Like post puberty men size dudes that are 15 years old.
Oh yeah, they got hairy dicks out there. Like they're
So I can see the scenario if it's a perfect storm of everyone is massive.
Sure. Of course, like it's
just still not a good look for like the best women's team in the world, and they're listening to 15-year-old boys.
Sure, yeah, but maybe just don't. Well, that's how you get better. Maybe they practice against more 15-year-old boys. That's why they're so good. That's why they always win the World Cup, which happens every 4 months. And except they lost the last one, and I was very happy.
Who did they lose to?
Sweden. No.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
The Utah Jazz have named their arena Wi-Fi network Jordan Pushed Off.
I mean, that's great. I like when people lean into it.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. And factual.
Yes, it is. It's true. There's video evidence.
Yes, it can be true. Yes, he is the best player.
Yes.
And yes he pushed off in that situation. Sure. Like when they show the replay, and they're like, what is this? Like, that's a common foul. Like, that's just not a surprising take.
Yeah.
He did push off.
Of course. And it turns out the referees give preferential treatment to the stars in the NBA, and it's documented, and it's verified, and it's fucking obvious. And they do it on purpose. And that's that league. That's what they do.
That Tim Donaghy
podcast.
Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, or the Netflix thing. And he's like, when I, my first game, I made a call against Jordan because they said, this year we're really going to crank down on the carrying the ball around turns and stuff.
I remember this.
And he did it. And he called it on Jordan. And then Phil Jackson informed you, yes, we're making a change this year, but you can't call it on him.
No, right. Yes, that's for everybody else. That's for the Greg Anthonys of the league. In this league, it's all about Jordan. We don't call that on him, okay? He needs to be out there. He needs to be in the finals.
There is an NFL conspiracy theorist who thinks the new Super Bowl logo with purple and red is a hint at 49ers Ravens. She explained that the 2022 edition had yellow and red for Rams Chiefs,
yeah,
and 2023 was green and red for Eagles and Chiefs.
Look.
She so might, just make your bet.
She might be onto something here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She might, I mean, she's pretty compelling. Yeah, there are only like so many colors that they can use, but still.
Right.
The fact that the
and
colors.
We just talked about the NBA refs, like.
Oh, yeah.
The league has opinions on who makes it.
How did you notice how wet that field was in the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona this year? Do you notice, Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles had to keep changing their cleats? Did you see that? Was that an accident? I don't think so. Hold on.
Who's the halftime show this year?
Usher. I know. Really,
he's a good dancer, but it's not going to be like last year. It was awesome. There were like Dr. Dre and
no, that was two years ago. Last year was Rihanna. Remember, and she was pregnant. And she was like anchored to a thing that was floating.
That scared me.
Yes,
that made me nervous the whole time.
Yes. Why would you do that? Never do that. Hold on. Let's hear it.
I think every halftime show should have 50 Cent hanging upside down.
He was amazing. And also, what did they reinforce? Like, did they talk about jet fuel can't melt steel beams? Like, whatever they had in there had to be very strong to support the weight of the great 50 Cent. I want to hear what this chick has to say. Oh, my God. Speaking of TikTok, I got something to say about TikTok in a second. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. I just want to play the video. Refresh. Another refresh. Here we go.
Conspiracy theorist, but hear me out. Every year, the NFL releases a Super Bowl logo. They do this, like, pre-playoffs. No one knows who's going to be in the Super Bowl. However, the NFL logo has two colors in it. In 2022, the logo had orange and yellow, and the teams that played in that Super Bowl were the Bengals and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023, the logo had green and red.
That's right.
And the teams that played in the Super Bowl were the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
So I'm just saying.
Yes.
The logo this year is purple and red. It's giving San Francisco 49ers versus Ravens.
Oh, right. But also, Josh Dobbs and the new look Vikings.
Oh, man.
Versus the Chiefs. See, there's a lot of different color combinations that you could go with, right? And still be right.
I love anytime somebody says they're not a conspiracy theorist because and then they drop a conspiracy. Yeah, yeah. They are.
They are.
Lots more people are conspiracy theorists than they think, but they know conspiracy theorists are deemed as kooks, but like you believe in a conspiracy. You're that's a conspiracy
right.
theorist.
That's right. So this, just speaking of TikTok, speaking of conspiracies, as I've mentioned on the show, I have been on TikTok giving out some I'm working with some math geniuses, and each week pretty much, or whenever there's a game that fits their algorithm, we post our picks to TikTok. Suddenly, out of nowhere, and you know, it's a fledgling page, right? So this weekend we went 5-1-1 between college and pro. Pretty nice weekend.
This is your TikTok or is this a TikTok of
Silver Point Sports? Yeah, but it's me on it. I'm the face, Ed.
You're the face of the franchise. Okay, because I usually look at TikToks that people send me.
Yeah.
But I don't tend to go like have like follow certain accounts because people are always sending me TikTok links.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I know. It's the worst. And you don't want to be on it, but I'm only on it for this reason. Okay. So look here, I'll play you an example. Here's one of our TikToks.
Hi, I'm Brian Beckner.
Take a sip of my coffee
from Silver Point Sports with your Saturday college football point spread winners for today, November 11th, 2023. Here at Silver Point Sports, we're not ones to brag, which is why I'm not telling you that we are 7-2-1, a roughly 80% winning percentage over the last 3 weeks. Today, we like the Texas Tech Red Raiders +4. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
That was our one loss.
buying a half point to get that to plus two. We also like the Utah Utes getting 8 points and the Cincinnati Bearcats buying another half point to get it to plus
three. They won that outright, by the way.
Texas Tech.
Here's what's going on, Ed.
Rutgers plus two. Utah plus.
So we're on this pretty good winning run.
Yeah.
And we're not like a big account, but my posts were getting like 300-400 views at a time.
Well,
all of a sudden this week, Ed, the two posts I did, college and pro, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
14 views each. We've been shadow banned. we're shadow banned on Talk. So I'm going to continue posting them to Talk, but I'll probably also share them to my Twitter just so, because we have this page that's got a record of what we've done. So you can see, you know, you can go back and look at how we've called the game so far, but all of a sudden no one can see them anymore. And people are even commenting shadow banned. Yes. We've been shadow banned here on TikTok, Silver Point Sports. Check out my page, guys. Me and this lady. What else is going on, Ed?
Okay. So after Jim Harbaugh, he was suspended. We talked about the issue with the twink porn guy.
Yeah.
Vacuum salesman. Well, Jim Harbaugh was Connor Stallions.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh was suspended for the rest of the regular season, the Big Ten, by the Big Ten. Yeah. And then Tom Brady and a bunch of players and even like actual administrators of the university all posted the word bet on social media. Like,
shut up.
Yeah. Hey. Like this. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like we're taking on this challenge or some bullshit.
Oh, they weren't saying like follow Silver Point Sports to figure out your bets. Cause I would support that.
It was. Yeah. It must stand for bitch mode activated because my God. My God.
Yes. Yeah.
A friend of the show is a big Michigan supporter. He was saying, well, other coaches are cheating. So like, what are we going to do? Suspend all coaches for cheating?
Oh, that's the Astros defense.
Yeah. And should we suspend? And, and you know, who's also been implicated by Michigan as they lash out is like Rutgers, Purdue, and Ohio State.
Yeah,
they're like
losers.
The world can't exist if we suspend them. So suspend them too.
Yeah. Suspend them too.
Fuck.
Yeah.
If they're totally cheating, then they also get, but that doesn't mean we throw out the fact that you're cheating. That, like, that's not a defense.
No, we got to clean up the game.
And then like their president, I believe it was their president, tweeted out something that it was like the tragedy of this weekend. It's like, he wasn't executed like the Romanovs. Like he's just suspended for three games. He's got two games to go. Like this weekend was not a tragedy. No. You guys are the fucking villains. You just are.
Yeah.
You're villains.
And
and then it's all like, well, us against the world. And like, no, there's nothing like noble about you. Like you're the villain. I get this is who you like and you're going to cheer for them. But like, there's nothing noble. Like anytime people talk about like it's us against the world, like whatever, you're just assholes.
Yeah, no one cares. No. Then I saw they beat Penn State.
Yeah,
in the
big
like,
game, James, that guy, James Franklin, can't win a big game to save his life.
Yeah, and then the interim coach or whatever, the guy that's like filling in for Coach Harbaugh.
Yeah,
I mean he did a post game press conference and he could barely talk through the tears pouring, streaming
unreal
from his eyes. And I'm like, dude, you kind of want this guy to get fired because then you could have this job. Like what's like, you would take this job in a second if he was fired. So like,
of course you would.
So don't cry. These are crocodile tears because this could be an opportunity for you. But I mean, it was just like, so like overly emotive and what, like they did some shit they're not supposed to do. They got caught
and
pay the penalty.
Like, it's three regular season games here. And you're going to beat Penn State. They're going to beat Maryland by a million this Saturday. And so even if they lose at Ohio State, they're going to make the postseason anyway.
Yeah.
And then Harbaugh will be coaching.
There you go.
Just stop being fucking bitches about it.
And they are going to lose to Ohio State because they always do.
except the previous couple of years where they were stealing their place.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Although I will say, I got no dog in this fight. I don't like any of them. Although Michigan does have great helmets. I will say this. Speaking of bad helmets, the Ohio State coach, he is painting that hair. He's got so much Kiwi number 5 in that hair and beard. It is jarring to look at him. He looks like he's from another planet. Like, where did this guy come from? Why is his hair that color?
The bearded dude from Superman 2.
Yes. Like, General Zod. Like, yes.
You know the lieutenant dude with the beard?
Yes. I know him. Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like him. I can't get behind that. This is one of those games that you root for the Tomahawk missile. You root for the weird science nuclear silo to come up through the middle of the field because you don't want anybody to win that.
That was my rooting interest. This year, I'm cheering for Ohio State. Wow. I've never cheered for them in my life.
Yeah.
But this is the year.
Yeah, fair.
Cause fuck them.
Yeah.
They're being real bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're being bitches. Like, remember, like, Manuel called up one time. He's like, everybody's jealous of us because we live in Los Angeles. That's why everyone hates us. It's like, no, it's not you against the world. Like, just whatever. Yeah. Fuck off.
No, it's manufactured.
Everybody cheers for who they cheer for. Yeah. And you're not some noble pursuit of excellence. Like, you're just fucking the Michigan cheaters. Yes. And you'll always be the Michigan cheaters.
Fuck them. Fuck the Michigan cheaters. Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Arkansas. They were down 27-3 at the half.
Auburn. Yeah.
And Auburn's not good this year.
No.
And video surfaced that the Arkansas players were watching the Polar Express at halftime on one of the TVs in the locker room.
What? Like halftime, you're supposed to get a speech. You're supposed to get your ankle taped.
There were about 5-6 guys that looked pretty locked in. They were watching like the dancing hot chocolate
Stop.
Scene.
Stop. That movie's so creepy anyway. Like, it's
because Tom Hanks plays every character and it's like weird. He plays like that weird animation. Yeah,
it's weird. And it always drove me crazy because they're like, Tom Hanks plays all the characters and he did motion capture and he wore the green suit with the bubbles all over it. And then they made him look like a cartoon. And I'm like, well, just make a cartoon. Why do you got to do the whole motion capture thing? If it's just going to look like a cartoon, just do a cartoon and he can say the voices and then he doesn't have to get in the green suit. I never understood.
Yeah, that's a whole different type of animation.
Yeah, I don't like it. And it's low key.
I didn't like Polar Express, but I kind of liked when Jim Carrey did it with Scrooge with a Christmas Carol. It kind of looked interesting, that one.
Oh, I don't think. Well, they were probably better at it by then.
Yes, I think that came a few years after that.
Polar Express is like a more depressing Snowpiercer. It's like a more bleak Snowpiercer.
Because this is just kids captured through the neighborhood.
You're right. Yes.
Right. They're like they're
being trafficked.
They're risking death.
Yeah. Yeah. The part of the time I think they're like outside the train and shit. They're getting snow pierced. Like, get the fuck. Look, they're being trafficked to Epstein's Island. It's a train ride to little whatever that island was called. That's where they're going.
Pedo Island.
Yes.
The serial pickleball court masturbator has been caught in Arlington, Virginia. So all dead tennis players can now rejoice. There won't be semen on your court.
Oh, they were just showing up in the court was all cummed.
The guy caught at 10:45 in the morning.
No,
morning jacker.
Wow, that's aggressive. That is it. I need look. I'm
He's like, I gotta get this shit out before Price is Right starts.
Right. I given the opportunity, I am able to perform in the morning, but it is not my wheelhouse. I need my dick needs its coffee. You know, I need to wake up. I need to get the juices flowing before I can perform.
He's just a really big fan of The View. He's like, I gotta get out of here. Where's the nearest pickleball court?
You got a picture of Sherry Shepherd?
Man, that joint Behar does something to me that's fierce.
And this is D.C. area, Ed.
Northern Virginia.
Arlington man has been charged with public masturbation.
Or yeah, maybe he's looking at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington. He's just all fired up. He's like,
I got my own 21-gun salute.
To a pickleball court. ASAP.
An Arlington man has been charged with public masturbation and peeping at a business last Friday and has been identified as a suspect in a separate public masturbation incident at the pickleball courts at the Walter Reed Community Center. Alexi Rodriguez, wasn't he the long man for the Yankees during those World Series years?
He was a prominent bantamweight in the 90s.
Had a real war with Arturo Gatti. was charged with two counts of public masturbation and peeping. He's being held without bond. At about 1:45 p.m. on Saturday, November 4th, police were dispatched to the 1,000 block of South Edgewood. See, he's edging, Ed, like that guy you saw in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam.
Near the intersection of Columbia Pike and South Walter Reed Drive for a report of a peeping Tom. When police arrived, they learned that shortly before 7 p.m. on Friday, November 3rd, the occupants of a business saw the suspect peeping through the window and masturbating before leaving the scene on foot. Wow, this guy's a creeper, Ed.
He's a creeper, but he's being held without bond? I mean, it's yeah. like Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. What are they doing?
That's true. That's a good point. Like, it's release him on his own. This is like this. Remember the guy, the Penn State professor that was doing sex practices with his dog out on the, like he got a worse penalty than this guy.
Yeah, Bosco. This dude was doing. He's doing stuff with Bosco.
That was it. He was like they're gonna ruin my career. I mean, he had a bad outcome. Okay, let's do some. Voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He sees down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Okay. Voicemail.
Hey, Brian and Ed, what's up? Your favorite airline correspondent, Dave.
Dave in Salt Lake for work. Dave's always got an issue with the Bluetooth. Right? Doesn't he sound?
He cut out. I wasn't sure what.
Yeah, he sounds like he's there. Miles away. He's leaving
his gate agent job. Yeah. He's driving home.
Yeah, he likes to call us from the car. And he's always got either his blinker on or his windshield wipers because it's probably snowing there. And now this time it seems like
there must be a dead patch right near the airport.
Yeah, and it seems like his mouth is a great distance from the microphone. But let's see if it gets better.
Well, he's very tall.
He is. That's true. That could be the issue. He needs to bring it closer.
Long story short, my dickhead brother, gives me 2 months notice. Sorry, 2 months notice. And he's getting married in Chicago. I've never met the girl, and I got to be there. This is as of yesterday. Seriously, I got to be there December 29th. It's going to be 30 people.
Your brother's getting married in Chicago in December?
2 months notice.
2 months notice.
You know what that means.
Oh, she's knocked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put a baby in it, for sure.
Okay.
She's using the old, you got me pregnant excuse. I don't think this is going to work out. David, I think you got to talk him out of it.
And I have no idea who this broad is, other than I've seen a picture of her. Yep. She's very pretty. And I cannot think of a moment or a good rub to get him with. Now, tell me if this is improper, and I'm being serious. Like, when we were kids, I walked in the bathroom and he was laid out in the tub and he was having a go at himself, like hard.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too much? Can I bring that up?
Of course
is
you can. Like, absolutely.
You know, opening joke, or is that way inappropriate, but not say, hey, I caught my brother jerking off, but, you know, or is that too much for the family that I've.
You have to be clever with the language because there are some people that you want it to go over their head.
Yeah. Yep.
But you can, be clever about it. But yeah. And then also, if you want to like bust his chops, be like, you know, when my brother said he's getting married, naturally the perfect thing to do is to get married late December in Chicago for the wonderful weather. Crazy. Like, you can bust his chops about that too. Yeah.
When Ted called me 2 months ago, I was almost as surprised as that time I walked in on him in the bathroom when we were 14 and he was having self-pleasure. Yeah, no, I think it's fair game.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, sure. At least I'll go. Yeah, I'll go. And then I get to go to a wedding. So escape the harsh winters of Salt Lake City and I get to go to Chicago.
Unbelievable.
At all, seriously. But I'm going to keep it tight under 3 minutes.
Yep.
Also, I have heard Peter Dinklage, I think he's got a tiny, tiny-ass dick, because if you go near that guy, everybody says, he'll say, get the fuck away from me when he's in the airport.
What?
Everybody says, do not go near Peter Dinklage. I think he's got a tiny-ass dick on that tiny-ass body.
Wow.
And also, Ed, I don't know if you've heard this, but I think Michael Jordan has been, Google it, whatever, deep dive, he's got a small dick. That's from what I heard.
Wow.
He's got a small dick, according to NBA players, guys.
See, but, this kind of information goes around the airlines, Ed, because, you know, these guys. Because
everyone passes through at some point.
That's right. They're going to the lounge. You know, Peter Dinklage is an asshole. Stay away from him.
The one thing I'll say, I can't say that means Peter Dinklage isn't an asshole, but I can see, I've read and heard over the years, little people are treated like really, people take liberties like, oh, I'm going to try to lift you up and shit like that. Yeah. Like, I could see how it's not, you know, he's had enough bad experience with people that you build up a hard shell on that one.
That's for sure. And also, David, you may forget that I once saw a Christmas themed porno with a Dinklage type.
Yes, did I?
Yeah, and he was dicked up. He had plenty of dick for a little guy. So I think that's just how they roll, but I could be wrong.
Anyway, please give me some help on my 45-year-old lawyer brother who's getting married here in less than 2 months, or just about 2 months. I'm on a good way to get him, but keep it short. Yeah. When I get married, if I ever get married, you guys will be invited.
Okay,
all right, guys, I love you. See you.
All right. I'll be there. Here's here's another one.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's your date agent in Salt Lake.
David,
hey,
Brian,
I know I've already called this week, and I try not to do that, but it's my duty to report something dong-related.
Dong.
I just came out. As you know, I have to use public airport urinals, whatever.
Disgusting. No, and it's like that. Look, they always smell horrible, and it's just a bunch of transient people.
Somebody's trying to work something out before getting on the plane. Yeah. You hear sounds.
Yeah, there's a senator in one of the stalls.
Oh, yeah. Wide stance.
Oof.
This guy to the left of me pulls up in Chiefs gear, short black guy, and I couldn't help with my peripheral vision. It looked like a goddamn log, literally. It looked like a foot-and-a-half Tootsie Roll that was freaking
David.
At least the width of a can of tennis balls.
A tennis
and you know what? The best
can.
Part, the guy goes, oh, you can look, man. I'm like, I start laughing.
Stop it. What is this interaction that you're having?
I'd be doing pirouettes if I had a dick that big.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wouldn't mind if anybody looked. Obviously, he's proud of it.
Sure.
But man, I don't mean to look. He's like, nah, son, that's the Terminator right there, yo. And I had never seen anything like that in porn. I have not seen anything like that in my entire life.
Wow.
So I waited for him to come out.
In the Marines.
He's in his sweatpants. I can't really tell what's going on because they're so baggy. But this was something I don't know. I am absolutely speechless. I feel like half a man. Unbelievable, guys. All right, take care.
Wow, that's saying a lot coming from David, because he's bragged several times on the show about his big penis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's professional respect is what that is, Ed. He's as one
big penis. Recognized game.
That's right, as one big penis haver to another. Thank you for that, David. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers. It's Ben 906 here. Just wanted to give you a call. Had a really great weekend, but I think it's over for me. Now that I'm in my later 30s, I don't think I can drink. I think it's proven that I can't drink like I used to. I went down to the Ohio State, Michigan State game Saturday, and that's it. It's a two-day hangover now, and I think I hate life. So this 75 hard can't come quick enough. Yep. Thanks, y'all. Much love.
75 hard challenge starts January 2nd. Ben's a participant. Anybody's welcome.
You know what's a kind of a
tell me
a gift and a curse for me?
Tell me.
I really don't get hungover. Which, you know, the hangover is your body's telling you, like, no.
Yeah. You did too much.
Like, I don't really, like, I don't feel great after a rough night.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, by noon, I'm not feeling it at all.
Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend's like that, where she's just, like, looking at me, and I could tell, like, she's a little disgusted about what a wimp I am with these hangovers. But I think it has something to do with she's from the Midwest and they're just built tougher in the Midwest. But as I say that, Ben 906 is from the Midwest and he's having 2 day hangovers in his 30s.
He's Upper Peninsula. They must be able to do damage.
Oh, you would think. Sorry about that, Ben, but you know, hang in there and you'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
Here's another one.
Ballers, Brian, Ed. Oh. Hope everybody's doing well.
Fan.
I don't know why, for me, calling in and leaving a message is so difficult. I'd probably rather go run a marathon if I had an option to leaving this voicemail, but I'm going to try to do my best.
Fan completed the Florida Ironman last weekend, by the way.
It's no big deal. I know it's not the middle of summer, but it still has got to be quite warm and humid.
Yeah, 140.6. Unbelievable. Wow. I know.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. And he was telling me he had to take a bunch of pisses the whole time. He was just peeing the whole time, drinking water and peeing. Yeah. And that would, I mean, if I'm on a run.
That's the hard thing.
Yeah. And you stop, you can't start again, but apparently you can if you're doing 140.6.
But anyways, last week, Ed brought up the fact that his kids are in high school, and it just blew me away listening to it, thinking like, gee whiz, how long have you guys been doing this for? How long I've been listening? Kudos to you guys. Fucking always just showing up every week and doing your thing. Fucking such a great thing that you guys have built. Just happy to be here. And all the people that said nice things about me, I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you. And I look forward to hearing stuff about you as well. I know this weekend was at a Veterans Day party. And happy Veterans Day to all my brothers and sisters out there. Then this dude was talking about doing hard 75.
75.
I say too much, by the way, for anyone hadn't caught on to that shit. Anyways, he was telling me that he's done it several times. And I was like, oh, fuck, tell me more about this. He's like, well, I never really made it past 48 days. I was like, so, like a CrossFit pull-up, you've never done fucking one? And he just went in to tell me he was a police officer, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. 12-hour shifts.
I mean, that
some days
hard.
Are harder than others, and just couldn't find the energy to make it through to get the shit done, so he had to start all over. So it's just something to think about, and if we're really going to dive into this thing, Ryan, if you're really going to dive into this thing, we really got
to
make sure
we're ready
to go, because failure's not a fucking option.
That's right.
And then also LSU
Lala.
And Raising Cane's. Believe that Raising Cane's is to Louisiana as In-N-Out Burger is to California, just a little bit younger. But man, they're everywhere over there, and customer service is friendly. Had a really great experience traveling through Baton Rouge and Louisiana down I-10, seeing all the alligators, fucking crazy state. I mean, I've driven down the road, seen 25 alligators crossing one bridge and just no fucking thank
fuck
you.
Fuck that.
With Dolomite on that one.
What is like? What year is it? What just? Why do you have that? Get rid of that. What you have fucking dinosaurs walking around on your streets out there? The fuck are we talking about?
I hate when
here?
You see the video and people are golfing like, yeah. Oh, you need to stay away from that. It's like, no, you need to get in the cart and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, you need to make that into a belt and some shoes and a purse.
That's right. Like they did in Romancing the Stone.
That's right. Absolutely. Went after it.
Well, I ain't swimming in that water.
Oh, yes, Ed.
So my buddy told me, he goes, hey, my son, on the day out of school, he's like, what do you want to do? My son wanted us to go to Times Square to go get chicken fingers. He's like, you know, I'm going to do it because I don't have that many activities to do with my son now.
Yeah.
And it's Raising Cane's.
There's a Raising Cane's in Times Square.
There's one in Times Square now. So I guess I'll check it out eventually.
I wonder if they put it where Guy Bubba Fieri's restaurant used to be.
Donkey Sauce.
Yeah, maybe. They upgraded. I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Why not?
Anyways, looking forward to 500 and beyond.
Yep.
Really appreciate everything you guys do. I appreciate your service as always. Yep. Brian, got you a treat. See you soon. Love you, buddy. Yep. Take care, man. Bye.
I'm going this weekend to hang out in Austin, Texas with Fan and another buddy of mine. And
maybe, awesome.
Yeah. Be a fun weekend. And here's one more.
Hey, guys. It's Super Lee. In my new travels, last week I was in bumfuck Nebraska. This week I am in Salt Lake City, and I'm going to hunt down our guy, David Bray.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that'll be tomorrow.
He's at the
this
gate.
This is Monday, so it'll be Tuesday, and I'll be having beers with him, and I'll be posting.
So another listener was telling us that she was at the Salt Lake airport, and she was going to hunt down David, but she said there was like 50-something gates for the airline that he works for, so... was too hard.
In the Twitterverse that I have sat down with the man and the legend. I'll be here quickly as I'm only in town for literally 25 hours. But I want to thank you guys and just thank the community, everything. Some of you guys reached out to me. I feel the love. Nothing's too bad. I'm not dying, but I definitely appreciate the love and love you guys. And congratulations on 499. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Super Lee. Good Super dude. Lee. Good hearing Great from you, dude. Buddy. Yep. Great, great community of people. We love all you guys. Yeah, a couple of emails. Dick talk.
Oh.
When I was bartending brunches at Motor, so many tots.
I love a good tot.
Me too. My buddies and I had to wait on a few dudes that would come in with their kids. You could tell it was their weekend with the kids post-divorce. They would always talk about their bands, typically cover bands, a la Phil Dirt and the Dozers, who played at Suburban M-Chatting Lifes near the mall. Talk down to me, I'm a girl, I obviously don't rock talk about their favorite records and shows, and basically ignore their kids. When they would settle up, if they tipped, it was typically like 10%. We called them ADDs, average dad dicks, not just because they were dicks who were dads, but you just knew they had nothing impressive going on south of the border. Like, meh, it's fine, I guess. Think dudes like Jim Belushi, Tim Allen, Jeff Foxworthy, Billy Ray Cyrus. They think they're super cool and impressive, but they're just average chodes. And ADD, nothing like our guy Dinklage. Keep up the good work. That's from Katie Shady. So she's saying Dinklage is dicked up. I think he is, too.
He's giving off that energy.
Yes, he really is. He's got an attractive wife. He vibes like he's definitely fucked a lot. And I did see that one porno that one time. Here's another one. Hey, Ed, it's 1992 and you got to piss. You roll up between two men nonchalantly. Then you realize you're between Val Kilmer and Jack Nicholson. Who are you looking at?
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed approaches the urinal, either adjacent urinal. There's a man of some stature. He can only look at one of their penises. Ed, who are you looking at, Val Kilmer or Jack Nicholson? This is from Kyle and Scotty, by the way. This is very difficult.
So it's a good question, and it's not without regret.
Of course.
But there's a clear-cut answer for me. Val Kilmer is, you know, in 1992, he's beautiful. He's very famous.
Yeah.
But we're talking about one of the most famous dudes on the planet, like ever.
Yep.
Jack Nicholson. Like, like he's like one of the famous coxmen of all time.
He really is.
So it's got to be Jack. But like, yeah, I certainly wouldn't hate looking at Val Kilmer's penis.
No, here's what I would say. And I agree with you. It's Jack Nicholson. And I love Val Kilmer. But Val Kilmer, you could only be disappointed. He's so beautiful.
Right.
And he's such a good actor. And he's so iconic.
This is like Heat era.
Yes. Val. Exactly. Yeah. Anything like if you glance down there and it's not and it doesn't wink at you.
Like glisten.
Yes, if it's not if it's just shine. Yeah, if it's not shining, if it doesn't if you look down there and you don't see the inside of Marcellus Wallace's briefcase. You know, it's like now I don't think the same about Val Kilmer. You don't want to see Val Kilmer's penis because it can only disappoint you.
I don't think Jack Nicholson's penis would be all that great.
Probably not. Doesn't even matter.
But he's the most famous.
Like, oh, yes, he's peak famous. He's as big and iconic as you can get. He's the guy. You got to check out his dick. Okay, thank you for everybody that reached out this week. Let's talk about some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
Now, the label on this guy, Millionaire Biohacker, what does that mean? Biohacker.
I've run into this guy a few times in the... on
Brian Johnson, Brian with a Y.
Yes, yeah. And his whole deal is he got rich. Probably look, he's like a Musk type of guy. He got rich. He probably started out rich. Then got rich, and his whole thing now is he's never going to die.
Well,
because he does everything not to die.
He's trying to do something that doesn't seem safe.
Yeah.
The 46-year-old claims he has reversed aged his penis by 15 years by using shock therapy on his genitals. Oh. Claims he now has erections of an 18-year-old.
Oh, that's too much. Who needs that many erections?
At 18, the problem was usually having to go with the Texas belt buckle to hide it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want 18-year-old. I want erections when I want them.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got to fix it all the time. You're having to shove it down or pull it up. And this guy, supposedly Johnson, a 46-year-old biohacker who spends...
I'm Googling what biohacker means.
Do it. Spends $2 million on various treatments each year to fight off Father Time. Well, he's going with the Ryan Day plan on the hair. Because this guy, he's 46. He looks 60. Like, I don't, like...
He doesn't, it's just like, tricks... Tips and tricks for enhancing the body's ability to function at peak performance. Yeah.
This guy doesn't even look as good as the beautiful John Stamos. He looks older than John Stamos, who is 60. And this guy's 46 with all the hair dye and the DH and his penis, getting his penis shocked every day.
He looks like maybe a stunt double for T2 for Patrick.
Yes, Robert Patrick. Yes.
Kind of looks like a stunt double. Yeah. He certainly does not look any younger than 46.
No, he definitely does. What's going on here? If you scroll down, him standing in his fridge, he's got the nails painted. He's wearing like some futuristic.
Well, he's in good shape.
Yeah, he's fit. Fit.
What happened with this fridge picture?
Yeah, what is going on there? He's got...
What, are you dressed like Barbarella? What is
this? Yes, he looks like he's in the Matrix or something. This is very unsettling. Whatever's going on with this guy.
Close the fridge, too. You're letting out cold air.
You know what? Somebody... My dear friend, G. Fish,
who often sends emails to the show, talking about my what my penis looks like on the golf course, which hand I use to hold it while I pee, where I take it out on the green, what tree I pee on. He's very obsessed with what I do with my penis on the golf course. He had a good idea the other day, because often on text thread, we will wish diseases on people we don't like. And he was saying we should have Brad in Florida come up with, it could be a new segment on the show, who needs a disease? And we could have Brad in Florida come up with a who needs a disease song, because this is a perfect example right here. This guy's trying to biohack his way to a younger penis. I would very much like to see this guy stricken with a disease, and a bad one. I'm talking bone cancer, Ed. I'm not talking something easily recoverable. Bone cancer would be a good disease for this guy.
I don't believe in karma, but I don't love this segment.
Yeah, you don't? Oh, wow.
No.
Agree to disagree? Even this guy? Ed, look at this picture again.
See, imagine wishing bone cancer. What I would wish is when he's trying to shock his genitals.
Yes.
He kills the functionality of it.
There you go.
That
erectile dysfunction.
Like, I would like for him to fry his equipment, rig.
We don't have to state the disease. He is pretty fit, though. He's pretty jacked.
That's what I said. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
But then what's he doing in the fridge?
Yeah,
what's going on there?
What's the hair and the face? And he's doing like the injections in the face to get himself real smooth. And it's really disturbing. I would like to see him stricken. And look, you can have him stricken with something survivable. We don't have to share what he's stricken with. I would like to see him stricken or maimed.
The next story involves someone in the exact same category for me.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm not wishing death, but come on.
Okay.
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah.
He climbed the Empire State Building to promote a 30 seconds to Mars tour. Hey, Spider-Man, nobody wants to hear your shitty music.
Yeah, he's got those dead eyes.
Yeah, like haunting.
He's very beautiful, but he's just, you could tell he's just like looking right through you. Like there's just nothing happening. Now, see, I'm not interested in anything Jared Leto does.
I just want him to go away.
Yeah.
I want that. I want him to suffer from the go away disease.
Yeah, I don't know that I need to see him stricken like the guy in the last story, Brian with a Y Johnson. But Jared Leto, I mean, you know, he's a little annoying. I wouldn't play the "This Guy Needs a Disease" song for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Agree to disagree. But I don't like him either. I'm also not like, I don't like that he now I'm thinking about it, Ed, because he climbed the Empire State Building as a stunt.
That's what I'm saying.
He kind of needs a disease. Like, how funny would it be if he fell?
He made life uncomfortable for the people working in the area.
Yes.
They had to close a street.
Yes.
There was probably some shit going on in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes.
He's climbing the fucking, like, he's King Kong. Just get out of here, buddy.
Yeah, that's stupid. And look, who is he? Alex Honnold? Like, he used ropes. Like, we've seen this before, guy. Like, you got to be the ropeless kind if you want me to look.
And this stunt is super annoying because it reminded me that the band 30 Seconds to Mars existed. Yes. I had forgotten about them.
I could tell you with great certainty that I've never heard a 30 Seconds to Mars song.
I'm sure that I have. I'm sure he performed at like a New Year's show that I had on at some point.
Oh, Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I've probably been exposed to it, but I have no idea of any song of his.
Ever.
Any.
Yeah. And just the name of that band is stupid. It's stupid that he's in it. Their music, I'm sure, sucks.
Go perform on Mars. Just go there.
Yeah, go to Mars.
Go to Mars.
Yes, I'm with that. Maybe on the way to Mars, he could catch something.
Yeah, like Musk and him can go to Mars and he can perform
together
for Musk.
In the Roadster.
Yeah,
they great. See, like Elon Musk, he needs one. I wouldn't mind seeing him stricken. See, Ed, you're coming around.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Some rogue daycare workers, I believe in South Carolina, were busted for allegedly running a child fight ring.
What the fuck? That's worse than the dogs.
Erica Jones, 27, and Serena Caldwell, 56.
Ladies?
Hang on a second. Serena. All right. So look at these two pictures.
Okay.
One of them is named Serena and one of them is Erica.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take a look here. Let's...
One of them looks like Scatman Crothers. That's a woman.
Okay. Hold on. Whoa. The one on the right? Whoa.
Is that Scatman Crothers?
That is not a Serena or an Erica right there. I think it's like, playing it fast
child
and loose.
Fight ring at a daycare. Whoa, what that's dark.
Fuck. Like, you got. You're like, man. You're dropping your kid off to these savages.
You just want them to be safe. You're yes. putting them there to keep them safe, and these animals are. Oh, if you look at the picture through the chain link fence, Kids Unlimited. Oof, it's not a good. It's a grim looking child.
Oh yeah, it looks like when it looks like a
these poor parents.
Yeah, it looks like a body shop or something. Like it's a.
But I get it. You need to work. You have to work. You need to do something with your kids.
Yep. We don't all have family.
Oh man. Jeez.
Jones and Caldwell allegedly directed the children in their care, age 3 to 4. To fight each other. 3 and 4 year olds don't even know how to fight. They don't know to fight. Oh, these people need to think.
Caldwell really looks like the voice of Hong Kong Phooey. Yeah. There's no just no way.
That is it's very jarring. I have to agree. That is not a Serena or an Erica, as far as I can tell.
Well, we've got a medical miracle to report.
Tell me.
Double D size breast implants were used to save the life of a man who vaped and then got the flu and needed a double lung transplant. They threw double D's on that bitch.
What? Now, hold on. Do you think the surgeon was like, okay, we got to act quickly.
And A will do it. Yeah. We'll do the job.
Yeah. He's like, guys, we got to act quickly. There's only one thing we can do here. Nurse. I'm going to need you to get them out. Excuse me? Your breasts, please. Unsheathe them and place them on this guy's lungs. It's the only way!
Double D's. It seems like just sometimes the surgeons can go reasonable.
Yeah. How do you...
This guy is all of a sudden Morgana the Kissing Bandit. Like, hey, buddy. So I like to vape and I got the flu.
Don't they have like something inflatable that they can use? They're like digging around the hospital. Hey, give me those breast implants. That'll work.
He wakes up from surgery. Good news and bad news, Larry. It was expensive. You're going to have to work this off at Satin Dolls.
You're going to need the good news is you can breathe. The bad news is that you're going to have to invest in quite a few braziers.
Your buddy Chuck wants to titty fuck you. this is an alarming story. Barbara Streisand says her romance with James Brolin inspired the Aerosmith song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Well, isn't that a Diane Warren penned? Aerosmith didn't even write that.
But
they still performed it.
It was a bad song.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was popular. It's a horrible song. So, like, taking credit, that's like if I was like, hey, the day Michelle and I met inspired Columbine. Like, just, you know, keep that to yourself, Babs.
It is a little weird. Now, wasn't that from Armageddon? I don't want to miss
a thing. It was. Yeah, all these memories of us doing that movie flooded back to me. Yeah. And I was like, ugh. It was like when Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler were saying goodbye before he got on the rocket.
Right. When William Fichtner shot a guy on Mars.
In space.
Yeah. Okay, I need to read more about this. The Aerosmith song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, was inspired by an unlikely source. In her new memoir, My Name is Barbara, Streisand writes about her long relationship with Brolin, beginning with their first meeting in 1996. She remembers lying in bed with Brolin one night when he told her, I don't want to fall asleep. When she asked, he sleepily replied, 'cause I'll miss you. These are the lyrics. Stop it. This is a made-up story. What a beautiful poetic thing to say, she writes. And it captured a moment of complete bliss, physical, emotional, spiritual. Streisand explains that she later told that story on TV in a 1997-2020 interview with Barbara Walters. Songwriter Diane Warren was watching that night. This is stolen valor. And she jotted down the exchanges and inspiration, later using it in the lyrics for I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Aerosmith later recorded the song, and it became their first number one hit in 1998. Director Michael Bay used it in his film Armageddon, and the song went on to score an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song.
This might be the douche chill moment of all time.
Unbelievable.
From Brolin's cheesy comments to Michael Bay, everything about this.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah. It's like a choose your own adventure, and each page you turn, it's worse.
More sad.
No. It kind of reminds me, although I think this came after the movie. But yeah, it didn't. That I think. I know one time Michelle was reading, she's like, I got this, you know, like a company-wide email from a guy who like ran a major ad agency.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of his email, he said, remember, what we do in life echoes in eternity. And she's like, isn't that kind of a weird line? I was like, that's from fucking Gladiator.
Oh, that's right.
This guy was like, trying to inspire his people, and he just lifted a line from Gladiator. Like, get out of here. He's embarrassing.
He stole that from the Spaniard.
And he tried to like pass it off as his own.
What a piece of shit.
What a loser.
Wow. That's awesome.
I was like, Michelle, you can't respect this guy ever.
Watch your back, this dude.
So this was a viral story, so I thought we'd talk about it.
Okay.
A woman claims she spent 15 years getting revenge on a man who spit on her friend by breaking up his engagement and spoiling his favorite TV shows. And she does it on TikTok. She explains how like she hacked his social media and did this and that.
Yeah.
And it went viral.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Brian, is there any chance this is true?
Yeah. No. Well, hold on. Of course it's not true. Okay. First of all,
it's not true.
But as someone who knows, has firsthand experience with very vindictive people in their life,
relentless behavior.
Yes. Like there are people that will go out of their way and do unhinged things that their friends should tell them are very embarrassing for them, but they continue to do that because their friends are just not good friends and they'll continue to do embarrassing things. So it wouldn't surprise me that she attempted this, but of course it's made up. Hold on. Here's one of the videos.
Store bought pets. Okay, Susie, that is unhinged. I cannot talk.
Hold on. Let's try this again. Why don't these ever work?
That, but 15 years ago when I was in college, I went to a comedy show with a couple of friends, and my friend, when she stood up at the end of it, accidentally knocked her chair into the guy behind her and spilled his drink all over him, and he stands up and calls her a stupid fat bitch, which categorically not true, and he was not hearing her apology, and then he spits on her. So she rushes to the bathroom with friends. Assault. She's cleaning herself up, and I'm screaming in this guy's face. I'm like, that's assault. You're disgusting. You're trash, whatever. And he calls me an ugly bitch, which categorically not true, which at least not at the time.
No.
And so we move on with our night. Do not move on with our lives. So the next day I find this guy on Facebook, just, you know, you can find anyone, and see that he's obsessed with Walking Dead and Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And this was back when the shows were airing and you'd get one a week and you would do anything to avoid a spoiler. So I go search for all the spoilers. I get on Reddit. I get on all the forums, everything, and find spoilers for all the upcoming episodes. And I make a couple fake Facebook accounts and would message him spoilers on a weekly basis. And the Facebook accounts were like a picture of a nurse or a picture of a dog groomer or a picture of a mechanic, just random professions I found on like stockphoto.com or whatever. And he would make these rage filled Facebook statuses and tweets like, who is sending me this, and block him. And I just pop back up and send him another one. It was so much fun. So I do that for a couple months, and then like, I just am over the grudge, right?
First of all, that's where it's fake. Like, once you can accept a friend from somebody and then like they do something shitty, and then you're like, okay, I'm not gonna fall for this again. She's saying she just keeps forcing her way into his life. Like, no,
she's got some big Tucker Max energy. Although I will say, she's got crazy eyes. Like,
she's attractive.
Yeah. She's not bad looking, but she's got that Jared Leto look in her eyes where she's just nothing exists behind the eyes.
Yeah.
stretch, right? But then the next semester I have a class with him in political science, and he is devil's advocate for everything. Every trash opinion you could have, he has it. So I'm like, oh, why did I quit spoiling things for this guy? I really hate him. So he quit sharing what his interests were on Twitter and Facebook as much. But one day he's firing up his like PowerPoint to the projector for a class project. And I see in his tab right before it fires up a little username. I don't know what website it was for, but I start looking in different places on the internet and see that one place he's using that is Reddit.
This is psychotic. This is, again, assume this is true. It's worse if it's true. If this is true, where are her friends to be like, sweetheart, like, this is okay. If you did do this,
let it go.
Let it go and don't tell people about it. You're embarrassing yourself. You know what the move is?
You tell everyone that you know, hey, that guy spit on this girl.
That's all you need. Yes, exactly.
Right? Like, because guess what?
Yes.
People aren't going to respect the guy who spits on women.
No, it's crazy. Like, this woman's crazy. And no, I do and I don't believe her. I can't tell if I believe her. I don't think she's kind of bullshitting because nobody would ride this.
The next turn is where it's absolute fantasy.
Okay, here we go.
So I start seeing his interest there and spoiling things on Facebook again for him, but then I move on. I don't think about him for another 8 years. Until I see a friend of a friend who is like an angel. Like, I don't know her, but I know she's an angel. They get engaged. They're like getting very, like, I find out when they're pretty close to their wedding. And I was like, I haven't thought about this guy in so long. So I look up his Reddit to see if he's still using it. And Reddit has gotten so much bigger by this point. There, you know, Reddit, there's everything. But I see some pretty sinister stuff on his Reddit. And there are pictures that he is passing off as her and things like that, like really sinister stuff that if it was your partner, you would want to know. So I jump on one of those old like Facebook accounts.
No, she's acting like his Reddit is a Facebook. Like people don't. Reddit is where you go to see how many Sharpies people can fit in their ass. Right. Yeah. Like this is like you're not putting the baby pictures on Reddit.
No,
she's making this up.
To reset the password, get access to it, and send her all of the, like, send her the username. And it's like, hey, like, you should check this out. And she's thanking this random dog groomer account person profusely. And she breaks off the engagement. And last I checked, I saw her. She's got beautiful children and a thriving business and seems to have a happy marriage, at least on social media. And she's gorgeous. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But yeah, you shouldn't assault women and call them bitches.
Yeah. She's psycho.
Yeah, so she broke up a marriage.
Yeah.
The other woman had no idea until she found out his Reddit profile.
Right, yeah, yeah. She saw some Reddit from some psycho crazy person and was like, that's it, honey. I'm breaking it off. I'm calling it off.
But it goes viral and people are like, can you believe the commitment this woman showed? She wrote a short story.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
Yes. Agreed.
In a recent interview with Chris Wallace, Barry Manilow explained why he didn't come out as gay until he was 73 years old.
To himself?
Yeah.
Because everyone else knew.
Mandy and Copacabana.
Right.
He was shouting from the rooftops.
I mean, in the 80s, we were, you know, we just weren't thinking that much about it. Because, you know, Lee Baracci, he was out there with all his rings on and his candelabra. Yeah, and it's just, well, he's... This guy's just, you know, he's just a lifelong bachelor. And, you know, there's Charles Nelson Reilly.
George Michael.
Who's it? Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor's throwing confetti everywhere, and he's got that mustache. And we just never really thought about it. You know, it just went, Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah.
You know?
Monroe.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So, you know, but after a while, we were just like, oh, yeah, of course. Barry Manilow was gay. Yeah.
Like some of them, like you're in good hands with Allstate. Like he did a ton of jingles, Barry Manilow.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like got
some of the most famous ones of all time are him.
Yeah. Barry Manilow says he was in no rush to publicly come out as gay because it was a non-event to him. The crooner was asked why he waited until he was 73. In the interview, Barry shared the many reasons that it never crossed his mind. Oh, he was married. While Barry said, "Oh, this is a Hugh Jackman situation." While Barry said
he really did love his wife, he admitted the gay thing was pretty, pretty strong, and he couldn't deny it, pointing out how the singer met manager and now husband Gary Keefe in 1978 and wed him in 2014 in a private ceremony. The host then wondered why it took until 2017 for Barry to go public. Well, I mean, I'm kind of with Barry. Like, who he doesn't owe it to anybody, right?
He doesn't owe it to anyone. Yeah. This made me sad that, like, this dude was very successful.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, successful enough that he still lived like a sham. Like, talking, when did he get married? Like 2014 or something? Like that. Yeah. Surely he could have come out 20 years before that. I don't know. 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But he should just be like, cause it's nobody's fucking business. Like, who cares? You know?
Right.
Let's leave me alone. But I mean, obviously he's doing it. If he's doing interviews now, he wants to get some juice out of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Live your life, Barry.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Copacabana song was all the proof you need.
Oh, banger. Yeah. And Mandy. All the hits.
Mandy. Yeah.
Also looking like an old lesbian.
Yes.
Didn't help his game very much.
Many do. Yes. Many do. Yes. Sir Paul McCartney, first in line. Finally, we got an update. Terry Copley posted a 19-minute video slamming John Stamos's claims.
Pretty long.
And I have to say,
yeah,
I clicked on it to see what was doing.
Yeah.
And then I was making myself lunch.
Yeah. You've watched the whole thing.
I made myself a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I wasn't watching, but it was on in the background and she's just rambling and she's telling and I remember I got out of the car and then I walked over here. Like it's like, get to the point, honey. And I was like, I just was doing other things, and then I realized she's still going.
Yeah.
So her excuse was John Stamos's mom told her that he would never marry her. Oh. And so she figured, all right, well, then I'm not going to commit to John, and I'm going to go fuck Who's the Boss?
Tony Danza's dick. Look, he's a big star at the time.
Okay, so I thought that come and respond
she's baby
to
voice.
John Stamos's accusations.
This goes on for 19 minutes.
Him finding me with Tony Danza.
What is the... She's got the vacuum running at the time?
Yeah. Also, how about the filter on the this is... She's going Cybill Shepherd and moonlighting filter.
Yeah.
Everything is very hazy.
Vaseline filter.
Cheating on him.
Cheating.
I actually would have done it sooner, but I unfortunately have been sick. And I lost my voice, but I'm feeling a little better now. And enough of my voice is back that I can respond.
But the thing is, nobody cares.
That's the sad thing when I saw it. And it's like, Terry Copley has 600 followers. And I was thinking, like, what are these people doing?
Right.
This is the content she's providing. Who cares?
This is her moment. You know, she can jump on it and get...
She's had some work done, but she looks good.
Yeah, she looks pretty good. Yeah. She's in her 60s, you know? She's hanging in there.
Yeah.
She was on that.
She looks good.
She was on that show. Made to order. She had a moment.
Made something. Yeah. We got it made.
Yeah, we got it made. Okay, let's wrap it up there. I could barely make it this far in my current condition, I have to be honest.
Same. I've had to use the cough button
yes.
Like 1,000 times today.
Okay, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 499 of The Ball Guys. Oh my gosh. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stew, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Compass conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hit the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.